In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Carly. I'm on parole. And this is iCarly, the web show watched by smart people and idiots. You know which one you are. Now, before we do some of our pointless comedy, we're gonna get a little serious.
It's serious time.
Sam and I have been given the opportunity to do a real in-depth interview
with one of America's most important people. So now, live via satellite, it's JoJo, the gigantic baby! Now, JoJo, our first question is, how long have you been a gigantic baby? JoJo, how much do you weigh? Okay, I'm sorry. I should not have asked that.
And how do you feel about the current state of our nation's economy? Insightful.
Yeah! All righty. How about a hand for JoJo, the gigantic baby! Okay, for the past few weeks, Sam, Freddie, and I have been obsessed with a certain chef on Food TV. His name is Ricky Flame. He's got this hot show called Food Fight where he shows up and challenges people to a cook-off. And Ricky always wins because he rocks food so hard. True. We love watching Ricky Flame cook so much that it inspired us to do our own cooking segment here on iCarly. We call it, Hey, Why Don't You Cook This?
I thought of the name.
Uh-oh, your ear's all wet.
What are you talking about?
And my hatred grows stronger.
Will you turn the camera this way, please?
Okay, for our first real iCarly cooking segment, we're gonna make spaghetti tacos! A dish invented by my brother Spencer, whose real name is Letitia McPeanuts. Yeah, no, it's not. So, all you need to make spaghetti tacos are
some taco shells,
some spaghetti noodles. Our secret sauce, and meatballs.
Where are the meatballs?
Right about here, being dissolved by my stomach acid.
While we make some more meatballs, please enjoy this word from our Spencer.
Diphthong.
This has been a word from our Spencer.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
That should do her.
Cool. Thanks, Douglas.
Hey, no problem. Oh, and hey, tell your mom I miss her.
Sure.
A lot.
I get it. Hi. Who is that? Douglas, an electrician who used to date my mom. Ah, I had him put a security system in my locker, so now if someone tries to break into it, they'll get blasted with like 100 volts of electricity.
Couldn't that really hurt someone?
I hope so. Let's see what it does to this knockwurst. Ready? Yeah! They're in! Fry! Fry, baby!
Damn.
Come on!
Damn.
Don't know what you get! Come on! Fry!
Yeah, that could hurt someone.
Or cook them to perfection.
Hey, Sam. What is that, a charred knockwurst?
Yep. Oh, shit.
I don't want to know. You borrowed my science homework, and I need it back.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you open my locker and get it?
Fine.
No, don't, 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 no, don't, don't. We do not electrocute friends.
Hey, guys, something amazing. What is that, a charred knockwurst?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, something amazing just happened.
You ran here in your robe and slippers?
No, I caught a ride from some guy who sells pens. Who needs pens?
Ooh. Isn't that a green one? Oh, I see that.
What happened? That's amazing!
Food TV called our house!
What?
They saw The Last iCarly. They want to come do a show on you guys about spaghetti tacos!
Oh, that's awesome!
We're going to be on Food TV!
But wait, spaghetti tacos are your invention. They should be interviewing you.
Nah, the important thing is, this will be great for iCarly.
Here's some water.
Good.
Oh, thanks, Freddy. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Oh.
Sam feels really bad about electrocuting you.
You know what? It's okay. You know why?
No.
Why?
Because when I got electrocuted, just as I blacked out, I experienced something incredible.
What? Not dying?
Well, that. And I had a vision of the future.
Look, you got shocked pretty bad. Maybe you ought to...
I saw the future.
How do you know it was the future?
Because it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. What'd you see?
Well, it was hazy. But I saw myself at the Groovy Smoothie. And that guy from Galaxy Wars, Nug Nug, was there. And I saw him and me together, hugging.
I'm calling Dr. Quamstein.
No! I gotta get to the Groovy Smoothie and get my hug from Nug Nug.
Wait!
What?
What's Nug Nug from Galaxy Wars gonna be doing at the Groovy Smoothie in Seattle?
Hugging me!
I'm Sarah James, here with three very popular web celebrities. Their names are Carly Shay, Sam Puckett, and Freddie Benson, better known as iCarly.
Hey.
Hi! Hey, food lovers!
So tell me about these spaghetti tacos.
I'm Freddie Benson.
Well, one night my brother Spencer couldn't decide whether to make us spaghetti or tacos, and so he combined them both and he invented spaghetti tacos.
And then later he taught us how to make them.
Well, I hope he taught you well, because I'm Ricky Flame, and I challenge iCarly to a food fight!
What? Oh, my God!
Wait. We're on food fight right now?
Yes, you are. Fantastico!
No way! Awesome! But how did you...
I watched you guys make your spaghetti tacos on iCarly, and I want to see if I can make them better.
Oh, this is going to be so fun!
Yeah! What do we get if we win?
Well, I've never lost, but if you guys are good enough to beat me, you'll all win a one-year supply of free steaks.
Yeah. Ooh.
Wait, your definition of a year supply or my definition?
She takes her meat very seriously.
Oh, yes.
Hey, man, what's your deal?
My deal?
You hung out here all day yesterday in your robe and slippers, and all day today, and you haven't bought a thing.
I'm waiting for Nug Nug.
The dude from Galaxy Wars?
Yeah! I had a vision of the future where I saw Nug Nug hugging me right here in the middle of the Groovy Smoothie.
Cool. Now buy a smoothie or get out!
Oh yeah, in my vision, I was drinking a smoothie. Why don't you get me a medium Tingleberry Blitz, and I'll watch the door.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, this food fight is winding down to a very exciting finish. Ricky Flame and the iCarly team are both putting the final touches on their spaghetti tacos.
Ricky's tacos look better than ours.
Yeah, his plating is exquisite.
10 seconds left!
Okay,
hurry guys, please, okay. Hand me the
Caribbean bell
peppers.
Right here.
Oh, okay.
Just get a couple handfuls
of peppers.
Put it all.
And time's up! And now it's time for our three judges to decide whose spaghetti tacos reign supreme. The plucky iCarly kids.
Plucky? Plump and lucky?
Or Super Chef Ricky Flay.
this?
My Band-Aid.
Oh. Oh.
She means her flavor patch. Mm.
Excuse me, ma'am. I really have to go pee, but I'm expecting a small man from outer space to come here. His name is Nug-Nug from the planet Juvaron, so would you mind waiting here? And if you see Nug-Nug come in, just tell him I'll be right back.
Crazy!
Ow! Ah! Hey, hey, hey! I hope you get space-jacked by a flanch of red sky knots.
What?
It's Galaxy Wars talk.
Nerd.
You better run!
Judge Eric, your thoughts?
Well, I enjoyed all of these spaghetti tacos, but with Ricky's, I felt his flavors were just layered more precisely. So I have to cast my vote for Ricky Flame.
Thank you, Judge Eric.
I told you we should have layered our flavors more precisely.
Judge Philippe?
Ricky, you never disappoint. Your tacos were delicious, but your shells, a bit soggy. As for the iCarly team, excellent taste, original presentation, I vote for iCarly.
Okay, Judge Marla, it looks like you have the deciding vote.
Come on, Marla!
I'm so sorry.
You know, everyone here today should feel proud of their tacos. Chef Ricky, you're the best. But I liked the iCarly spaghetti tacos just a little better.
Oh my goodness. For the first time ever on Food Fight, Ricky Flame has lost. The iCarly spaghetti tacos have won. Congratulations, guys.
Gracias.
Yes! Where are my free steaks?
You'll get them.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, that's it for this challenge. Join us next time on Food Fight.
Hey, I guess we just got lucky.
I lost.
Hey, can I have an autograph?
Later, please. Oh. Oh. Oh.
He seems upset.
Hey. Whoa, whoa, I think your alarm system's on fire.
Nah, Franklin made me get rid of my alarm system because it kept blowing fuses and shorting out the whole school. The smoke's coming from my Gary Coleman grill.
You're cooking a steak in your locker?
Well, I'm not gonna eat raw meat after what happened last time. Stupid parasites.
Hey, listen, I called Ricky's office, you know, to thank him for all the free steaks.
Yeah?
And his assistant told me that he quit his TV show.
He's not doing Food Fight anymore?
He's not doing anything anymore.
What? Why?
Ricky's so depressed that he lost to us, he says he's giving up cooking forever.
It's not our fault Ricky went psycho.
Yeah, but come on, the least we can do is go talk to the guy.
No, the least we can do is nothing.
We're going to talk to Ricky.
Agreed.
Whatever. But whatever happens, he still owes us a full year supply of free steaks.
You know, there are more important things in life than free meat.
Yeah, not really.
Ricky? Ricky, I'm here with the iCarly kids. Come on in. He's been like this ever since he lost to you guys. I gotta take this. Just try to cheer him up.
Ricky, come on. So two out of three judges liked our spaghetti tacos better than yours. Unnecessary.
Don't you have some trick that gets your mom out of bed?
Yeah. I'll try it.
Here, give me a hand. Come on.
To the effort. Effort.
Back there for a reason.
There you go.
There. Don't you feel better now?
Yeah. I feel so great.
Well, you just need to get outside and enjoy the sunshine and fresh air.
Oh, Seattle.
Freddie, get the salad stuff out of the cooler.
Okay.
This is dumb. No, it's not. We just gotta remind Ricky how much fun he has cooking. Now sit him back up.
Come on, Ricky, sit like a big boy.
I don't wanna sit. I'm a loser.
You're not a loser.
You're just acting like one.
Remember that episode of Food Fight where you went to that lady's restaurant in Cincinnati and you challenged her to a salad war and your salad beat her salad and she cried?
Remember how great you felt?
Yeah, but that was my past.
Oh, you've still got it.
Now come on and show us how a real pro makes a spicy flame bow salad. Here's a big bowl of lettuce.
Oh.
And here's a cutting board.
And a Japanese cucumber.
Yeah.
Come on now, take the knife. Everybody loves a big sharp knife. Yay! There we go. Yay! Yeah. Big one. Big slice. Oh, all right,
all
up.
Right.
Come on. Do it again.
Oh. Oh, Ricky.
Your head's in the salad.
That's not good.
Hey. Hey, dude. We're closing up.
Oh, yeah. I was just, waiting for someone.
Who?
Nothing. It was stupid. I'll just... Good night.
Hey, sorry, guys. We're close.
Whoa! You're Nug-Nug from Galaxy Wars. What can I get you? Smoothie?
Strawberry splat?
Blueberry bang.
Splat and a bang. Coming up.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. It's, it's so weird.
What?
I have this weird feeling like I'm supposed to hug somebody.
Man, Nugs, you were at that convention for too long. Why don't you go splash some cold water on your face?
Yeah, okay.
Excuse me.
We're closed.
I know, but I forgot to pay you guys for my last smoothie. Here, keep the change.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Nice PJs.
Dude, it's Saturday morning. I was sleeping.
I could tell. Your hair's a mess.
Oh, well, sorry for not getting myself all dolled up to answer the door. Anyways, what's...
You got a V-mail.
From who?
Check it out.
Hey there, iCarly people.
How do I turn the camera on?
It's on, baby. So, my iCarly friends, I owe you guys a huge thank you. After you came to my bedroom and talked to me, I thought about all the things you said, and I...
Oh, do my feet look fat?
Debbie, why don't you go make some toast?
Okay.
So, you guys were right. I was acting like a loser, and I can't do that. Because for me to be happy, I have to be a winner. So, I've come up with a way to be a winner all the time. If you want to come see me in action, winning, I'll be at the 4th Street Athletic Club Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon.
I can't find any toast. All you have is bread.
You put the bread in the toaster, and then it becomes toast. After... Later.
Our next challenger is Wilson Krieger. Let's go, Wilson.
I don't wanna.
Wrestler number one, are you ready?
I guess.
Wrestler number two, are you ready?
Ricky Flame is always ready. Let's go.
Wrestle!
Oh no, I hope I don't lose.
What's wrong with you, man?
One, two, three. Yeah, that's right. And the winner is Ricky Flame. Woo, ciao!
Ricky, what are you doing?
Winning. Man, I am on fire.
Why are you wrestling kids?
Because I checked out the rules online. This is a community wrestling league. Here, read rule number three.
Wrestling instruction in competition, recommended for boys ages 6 through 10.
See? Recommended. Doesn't say I have to be age 6 to 10. So, technically, they have to let me wrestle.
Danny Peterson, you're up!
Why are you doing this?
I thought you loved being a chef.
No. See, I realized what I really love is winning.
Wrestler number one, are you ready?
Sort of.
Wrestler number two, are you ready?
Yeah, just call it.
Wrestle!
Just a sec. Oh, no, I hope I can handle this one.
One, two, three. Yeah, hoo-chow!
See? I can't lose.
Well, yeah, but...
Come on, Carly. Wrestle me.
No!
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
No, I don't want to wrestle you. No! No! You're so weird!
One, two, three. Yeah! 19 wins, no losses. Hoo-chow! No one can extinguish the flame!
Sam?
Go! 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 Go!
Oh! One, two, three!
Ha! You lost! Eat it, Flame! Loser!
You guys want to go eat some free sticks?
Shoosh, yeah!
Carne!
What are you doing?
Tell the people to go to iCarly.com or I'll stick my finger right in your nose.
Go to iCarly.com.
Tell them about the new video.
There's a new video at iCarly.com.
Tell them about the blogs and pics.
There are awesome blogs and pics at iCarly.com.
Okay, I think we're done here.
You wouldn't have stuck your finger up my nose. Oh, you did it. Oh, come on.